By the late 1970s, two things were clear in Palenque. Youth had abandoned their language of Palenquero, and adults believed speaking it was a sign of backwardness. It seemed as if Palenque was content with burying its language. But a handful of young community leaders in their 20s disagreed. Through gatherings with the elders, they convinced the older generation that it was important to speak Palenquero.
Los ignorantes eran los otros.
Sebastián Salgado told the elders that it was the people from the cities, not them, who were the ignorant ones. By the end of the 1980s, he says, a local consensus was achieved. Speaking Palenquero shouldn't be a source of embarrassment, but of pride. María de los Santos, who is now 41, helped drive this change.
Porque la lengua es la base de la cultura.
She says the language, also simply known as lengua, is the foundation of Palenquero culture. It is the main avenue that transmits community values and tradition. The grassroots movement to preserve Palenquero took to the schools. Two Palenquera teachers began to teach the native language without permission from the principal or education officials. Soon, more teachers started to teach Palenquero. Eventually, government authorities relented. To this day, De Los Santos teaches lengua palenquera to kids from preschool to third grade.
Ya se ha logrado y para los niños ahora es un orgullo hablar lengua.
De Los Santos says now children take pride in speaking palenquero.
Ay, cucha, cucha. Cumbia, cumbia.
This is Carliris Cassiani Cassiani, who's 9 years old, reciting a poem about cumbia. Carliris is sitting in the backyard of her home, and from the inside of the house, her mom is all ears. 40 years ago, Carliris probably would have been scolded for speaking lengua. Her little brother, Carl, who's 4, already sings while playing the llamador drum. Carl uses his tiny hands to play the drum that is about half his size. He sings about Palenque's founder, Bencos Biojo. Biojo was a slave leader who organized the escape of hundreds of other African slaves and led them to safe settlements. Palenque is the only settlement he founded that is still standing. This is Andres Padilla, rapping on a recent December night. Padilla is an MC and leader of Combiles Ami, a local hip-hop group that uses traditional acoustic Palenque instruments instead of electronic beats.
Y nosotros creemos que una manera de que la lengua...
He says that even if people don't understand Palenquero, it's important for them to showcase it everywhere they go. By singing in lengua, they are contributing to its preservation. De Los Santos thinks schools could teach more Palenquero. She also says they can better integrate cultural topics in math, science, and art classes to further preserve tradition. Because culture is expressed and preserved through language. Laura Gomez, KJZZ News, Palenque, Colombia.